And I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder. One of the four beasts saying, "Come and see." And I saw, and behold, a white horse.
There's a man going round taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down when the man comes around. The hairs on your arm will stand up at the terror in each sip and in each sup. Will you partake of that last offered cup, or disappear into the potter's ground when the man comes around? Hear the trumpets, hear the pipers, 100 million angels singing. Multitudes are marching to the big kettle drum. Voices calling, voices crying. Some are born and some are dying. It's Alpha and Omega's kingdom come. And the whirlwind is in the thorn tree. The virgins are all trimming their wicks. The whirlwind is in the thorn tree. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. Till Armageddon, no shalom, no shalom. Then the father hen will call his chickens home. The wise men will bow down before the throne. And at his feet, they'll cast their golden crowns. When the man comes around. Whoever is unjust, let him be unjust still. Whoever is righteous, let him be righteous still. Whoever is filthy, let him be filthy still. Listen to the words long written down. When the man comes around. Hear the trumpets, hear the pipers. 100 million angels singing. Multitudes are marching to the big kettle drum. Voices calling, voices crying. Some are born and some are dying. It's Alpha and Omega's kingdom come. And the whirlwind is in the thorn tree. The virgins are all trimming their wicks. The whirlwind is in the thorn tree. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. In measured 100 weight and penny pound. When a man comes around.
Four beasts, and I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was Death, and Hell followed with him.
Well, greetings, everybody. Pastor Buddy joining you live tonight around the world on WWRB. I want you to go to this new frequency, 2390. That's the 2.390. If you have a shortwave radio that can go down that low, some don't, but I hope that you can. Hope that you're receiving us, our signal tonight, wherever you are listening in. We've got a great program for you tonight, a brand new series starting tonight we're going to talk about the woman that rides a beast. Now, there's a lot to say about this tonight, and especially in the age that we're living in. Probably there's no time that we live in when this is more true, that the beast power is certainly raising its ugly head to be exposed. And John is giving us a preview here in the 17th chapter of the book of Revelation. And there came one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials, and talked with me, saying unto me, come hither, I will show you the judgment of the great whore that sits upon many waters. Now, within the context of what we're going to try to show you tonight is commitment to the righteous cause. Now, a lot of people that listen to the news and its negativities and we're worried about running out of oil, and we're worried about running out of gasoline, and we're worried about running out of electricity, and so we go buy a generator, and we move to a remote piece of property where we think it will be okay. You know, let's just say that you had a generator, and everybody else is going to lose their electrical grid, and they're going to be sitting in the dark. And, you know, most men rationalize and say, well, you know, when the rest of the world is sitting in the dark, I'm going to have lights. That may be your worst mistake, is to turn your generator on and let somebody down the road see you with your lights on. That ain't going to sit too good with those that don't have any lights. And so, you see, a lot of the things that we are preparing for is not really necessary. What is necessary? The Bible said that you can give your whole life. You can gain the whole world for giving your life to the world, and it would profit you nothing. Now, that's what I'm trying to think about in the direction that I'm going here tonight, that the kings of the earth, according to Revelation 17:2, the next verse, have committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk. You know, I believe we're all guilty Christians. We're scared to death. What's going to happen? Have you heard the latest? I mean, all the information that's coming, we're really scared of the woman riding a beast. Now, I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet-colored beast full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and 10 horns. Well, we know in Scripture that the symbol of a woman is used to depict the church. So then there has to be a religious order that rides, or has the advantage, if you will. Here it says, and the kings of the earth committed fornication, and all the inhabitants were made drunk. Well, this information age has made all of us, including myself sometimes, I get carried away thinking, well, my heavens, what are we going to do? Well, the Bible, if we follow the Bible, you know, I know that we're concerned about storing food. And I know that we think, well, there's going to come a time when we're not going to have anything to eat. Well, those that do have something to eat, just like the people that's going to have the light on, that's a magnet. A light will become a magnet. And all of your neighbors is going to come over and visit you. Now, whether they come friendly or not is probably up to chance. they may just shoot their way in, break their way in, especially if you've got food and shelter with warmth, you know, especially if it's in the wintertime and you don't have any source of heat, and somebody has prepared and they've got a, you know, a whole storage full of necessary survival items. Well, I'm going to ask you a question. When the Bible, if you follow the Bible for preparing to something that's very valuable, now, your body, your flesh and blood body, is only a vehicle. It is not the most precious thing upon the earth. Now, the Bible says a man will give everything he's got to save his life. You watch people. They'll hoard. They'll save. They'll rake and scrape, as we say down here in the South. And they'll put it in a bank. And, you know, that's sort of idiotic anyway, is to trust the bank. You know, we've trusted this beat system to handle our fortunes. And, you know, the Rothschild Empire, they became world-renowned, famous. I mean, they're literally rich because they took other people's possessions and guaranteed them to have them when you got ready to come back. And so you signed a nice little note. You know, we go down to the local bank and we've got a little, you know, with deposit slip or withdrawal slip, and it's so neat and so nice, and the people seem so friendly. They're the people that live in the community, and everything looks so holy and good and just. But that's part of the beast. That's the woman that is taking advantage of this beast to get her around into the world and become the norm rather than the exception. Now, what's the Bible say about people worrying about what's coming? Take no thought. Now, this is the Messiah doing the talking. Quit chewing your fingernails. Quit thinking that Yahweh is not in charge of the situation. You say, well, Pastor, that don't look like he is. Look at the world situation. I mean, look at the Middle East. If you thought about it, look at Libya. They're fighting over there tonight. Well, you ever thought about what they're fighting about? They're fighting to become a part of the beast. That's plain and simple. You better hope that everything stays normal. This change, the kings that are committing this fornication, they're making the inhabitants of the earth drunk, maybe to buy into a plan. And this plan is ordered by the divine council of the Illuminati, which are the rich elite that are, that's the blue bloodline that we've talked about, the serpent seed, the reptilians that we often talk about. The people that are listening into shortwave and reading books. I mean, there's a wealth of information of what this beast is all about. Now, is this beast as bad as the fearful prognosticators are making it out to be? I mean, everywhere you go, buy this gold, sell this, give me that, give me this. We have something for survival. It's mostly towards survival, but it's survival of the outward man. Labor not for the meat that perishes. You know, there's nothing that's going to stay fresh and edible. You know, we got freeze-dried, but have you ever priced it? It takes a literal rich person to store up enough food. If you think that there's a famine coming, and the Bible prophesied of famines, I taught on it last night, that there's famines coming, but the real famine is not for bread. The real famine, in comparison And it's because the beast has stole your attention. We should give attention to these things that the Bible says there's coming a famine in the land, not for bread and water. So, could Christ, the anointed one, could he have been talking about something more than natural bread? Now, it's been said here at this point that we're fixing to go to $5 a gallon of gasoline. Well, ladies and gentlemen, who do you think is behind it? Is it not the beast power that is running the scenes behind the scenes? I mean, your government is saying, well, we're doing all we can do to go up there and get the oil. Really? Really? I mean, we went into Iraq in 1990. Have you noticed any difference? It was all about oil then. We went into Afghanistan 10 years ago, approximately, and it was all about drugs. And you've seen that there's more oil being pumped. We know that for a fact that the United States of America have closed off the possible wells and put them on hold, and there may be some wisdom in the United States doing that. Because when the rest of the world runs out of these fossil fuels, maybe the United States can name their price and we can get some of our money back. But it won't be going to you. Right now, you're paying through the nose for a gallon of gas. Now, I came up quite a few days ago, and I can remember when we had the hand pumps. We didn't have the electrical cards and things, how convenient it is to drive up the pump and stick a piece of plastic in an insert, and you pump your gasoline out, and then it's debited from your account, and you go on your way. I remember when you had to pump up the old hand pump tanks, and it would hold about 5 or 10 gallons, and you pump that up full, and then you would put ever how much gas, and the gasoline was about 10 to 11 to 12 cents a gallon, not very much. But even at that time, man, that's quite a bit. When you pull up, you got a dollar and a half worth of gasoline in your 1939 Ford Roadster, and you go over your way, that dollar and a half was quite a bit of money. Well, you fill up now, and it's going to cost you 50 to 60 bucks, almost $100. Yeah, you're not going to get much change out of a pack of a $100 bill. It's something that baffles me. How that this beast power can control the price and make you pay for it. How they can rob you at the bank with interest. And all of this, ladies and gentlemen, is there's a remedy for all this. The Bible speaks against it. The Bible talks about the daughter of Zion is a comely and delicate woman. Say unto Zion, thou art my people, Isaiah 51:16. Isaiah is prophesying to a woman. This is the true woman now. And it's recorded also in the book of Revelations. It said that the beast went out to make war with the woman that brought forth the man-child. And it would persecute this seed that came from this man-child. Well, that's who we are. We're part of the woman, and we're being persecuted, these two women. Which one are you in bed with tonight? Which one are you obeying? Now, if you listen to the beast woman, or the beast power that brings the woman to thought, you're storing food, you're getting ready, you're buying up silver and gold. I mean, man, you know, I've got brothers and sisters that are proving to be quite prophetic. And, you know, they talk about gold going out of sight. And boy, it has. It's almost $1,500 an ounce. Silver is right in a stream of good fortune. $30+ an ounce. It's unheard of. But will silver and gold, I don't care how much you hoard and how much you put up in debt, and in a logical way, you need to have some. I agree with that. You should probably get rid of your dollars. Looks like a dollar bill is going to go bust. But this is all part of the plan of the beast. They're planning it to go bust. They're planning on times being hard. They have spent the last 60 years of removing our jobs and tearing down our infrastructure. Go up to Michigan, to the automobile plant. Row after row, mile after mile of nothing but rusting heap buildings that are dilapidated and run down. China is thriving, building. It's going to be the world's largest car manufacturer. We're having a change. There's a change, and the beast is the one that engineered this change. You say, oh, I can't believe that, Pastor Buddy. You know, we'll come back. See, the politicians are lying to you right now. They're telling you that that good times is coming back. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it's a fact that when the infrastructure leaves this country, I'm talking about the steel mills and the things that made this country great, the technology, that's going other places now. That's going to Mexico. That's going to cheap labor zones like China and India and Bangladesh, Indonesia, India. All these. But the affluent white Western European nations are being stripped of all the infrastructure of what made us great. What made the devil fear us. We have surrendered that to the beast power. And you say, oh, Pastor Buddy, I heard about the beast and the Illuminati and the blue bloods and the reptilians and ever who's running the government behind our backs. And I don't believe that. I believe that you're paranoid. Well, you hear it every day on shortwave. You hear it on television, on the local news. And the national news, every day you hear about these problems that the government needs to solve. This is the beast power. It's part of wherever you live, the United States of America is no different. We belong to the beast power. We've surrendered our nation to people that approve of things that the Bible is against. But if you speak out against it, they will charge you with hate crimes because they have on the books the hate laws, and so they've orchestrated this. Now, the people that have done this is the people I'm trying to point toward, the people that operate the beast, the people that have designed it and brought it into fruition is the one that you ought to beware of. Get ready, first of all, to know the truth. Take the truth and sell it not, the Bible said. don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow's going to take care of itself. We know that the whore represents the apostate church and sitting on the beast, which is the political power of the state. Well, look at the state and the power and the political things that they have. We can't let those nations over there cut our oil off. That means war. We'll have to take our planes and our tanks and go over there and get it. Well, here we are. We get our president. He gives us a pep rally. The political system backs him. And here we go again. It's for the international bankers and the dragon and the beast and the false prophet. All three of these are now orchestrating your thoughts. Well, I see all this coming. I better run and get me some more silver. Some more gold. I'll lock it up in a safe. And when hard times come and the dollar fails, look like it's going to, I'll have plenty of money. Well, if the state bans gold, what are you going to do? I mean, we've been through this before. We never learn. I mean, they encourage us to go out here and pay these ridiculous prices. You know, who can afford an ounce of gold? It's unreal. And when we hoard all of our silver and gold, then the government is going to say, okay, we decided that since the dollar failed, for the sake of our nation, we need the resources and the wealth that you have gathered up. We're going to ask you to make sacrifices. So we're going to pass a law making it illegal to have gold and silver. Now, what are you going to do? You say, well, bless God, I'm going to use my gold and silver. Well, who are you going to trade with? Well, say I'm going to barter behind the back of the devil. Ladies and gentlemen, we know this to be a fact, that over 60% of people in the 30s, when Mr. Roosevelt declared that gold was illegal and it had to be turned in for the set value of the state, that most everybody turned in their gold. Those that kept it had to bury it, and probably most of them died and forgot about it. It didn't help them any. You cannot, just like today, you cannot steal gasoline. But the day's coming, it's going to be so valuable that the people are literally going to start stealing once again out of your tank. You know, 5 gallons of gasoline is quite a chunk of change. If you don't have it, and somebody's got a full tank of gas, where do you think you're going to go and buy a little gasoline? Well, that's what is to call laying up treasures where the thieves break through. The more precious you value something, the more thieves that are going to break through and steal it. Now, we know that they don't care right now to kill you for money, to get drugs. America has become a nation of drug heads. We're drunk on opium and cocaine. We rant and we rave and we run to the malls and we're nervous and we're on everything imaginable to calm us down. We get this news here, it's bad, and we get this news over there, it's bad. This plant's closing and that plant's closing, and we hear nothing but the bad things. That's the way that the beast power has designed it. Right now, they are planning the fall of America. Now, they may want to keep, as for the state, they may want to keep the arms and the military might to back up the state that is left. But the dollar and the trading and the prosperity and the jobs and the good times, it's over. The woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand full of abominations and the filthiness of her fornication. Upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery, Babylon the Great, the Mother of Harlots, and the Abominations of the Earth. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a wicked system. It's an abomination. But it's not even barely raised its ugly head. We're already scared to death. Wait until they pass the law for you to not trade and barter in silver and gold. You say, well, I'm going to take my chance. Well, you go down to the market and you offer somebody a gold piece for some of their goods. And you know that Big Brother is watching you. Turn in your brothers and sisters that are going against the state. And they turn you in. They get a reward. They get to keep your gold or silver or whatever you give them. They can hide it. But at least they get something out of the deal and don't have to give nothing in return. So we're a corrupt police state. We are trained now to watch each other and to observe each other. And the Bible says in the day of trouble, they'll cast the gold and the silver and all their treasures. That could be you. You know, you imagine that some big depository, some bank. But if you have been made drunk with these ideals about that you can survive and that you're going to live good when everybody else is suffering, our ideal is that we'll have plenty of heat, plenty of food to eat when everybody else around us ain't got none. And that's a foolish ideal. That just ain't going to get it. You say, well, I live 40 miles from nowhere. Well, that's where people are coming to hunt up people like you that have stored stuff. And they're going to come in and they're going to take it. Now, the only way you're going to defend it is to get guns. And, you know, that's going to be the next thing on the agenda for the Socialist New World Order is to take your guns. Now, in Libya, they're passing out all kinds. You don't know this, but Libyans, you ever wonder where they're now all of a sudden you see on television these Libyans getting packages of arms and stuff. You ever wonder where that's coming from? You ever wonder, before the Libyans didn't have a gun. Now there's guns everywhere. There's ammunition everywhere. Who supplied it? Mystery Babylon. The great whore. The beast. And when the beast gets in charge of all the nations, when they have in their possession total rule, the largest, most powerful nation in the world that's got the most armed individuals. I've talked with some of my brothers, you know, the armed militia, like some of the great states that have all of these hunters. And some of the opposition that would be put up. Just like now the Libyans are getting ready to attack the Tripoli. Well, I remember the U.S. Marines was in Tripoli. You know, I can remember that. Do you remember that? From the halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli? I mean, we were supposed to liberate them people a long time ago. Now they're liberating themselves again. For who? For themselves? They're just dreaming. They are falling victim to a new world order. The beast is raising its head, and the most powerful anointed nation in the world, which has given away all of our rights. We keep saying, well, I've got a right to bear arms. Well, you go out here and take your pistol with you and see how much rights you've got. You say, well, I just paid for a permit. Well, those permits can be condemned. The time could come that you don't have a permit. We're now confiscating all the guns. We're trading guns for food. You don't think that people hungry, they can't eat 44 slugs, 7.62 or whatever you stored up, and I'm just as guilty as everybody. I want to have something to defend myself. But, ladies and gentlemen, the Bible says this beast power rules the whole world. Get ready for it. It's coming. Your guns is going to be useless. Your silver and gold is going to be useless. Your need for gasoline is going to be useless. They're going to tell you where to go, when to come, what to eat, what to put on. And all this is going to be from that old serpent called the devil and Satan, who is going out to the kings of the earth and courting them and getting them ready for his great arrival. And I stress this many, many times in my messages. People just don't get it. They can't imagine that there's somebody else other than us. We don't see anybody out there. We look. He's not out there. There's no boogeyman that's going to come out of the sky and sit down. At least we don't think so. And yet, psychologically, we're told that that's exactly what's going to happen. We are now at the point where this could happen just a few days down the road, and they could pull this off without a hitch. I recounted some of the accounts of this uprising in the Arab countries. These are the rich oil kingdoms that the West is going to dominate fully. We're fixing to dominate that area. It's going to be, and the people are going to give in. It's the bankers that are going to come in behind this great revolutionary movement. I mean, Gaddafi, yeah, he's got billions of dollars he's robbed from this rich oil nation. Most of what's being pumped out is going to him. The international bankers don't like that. They want it. And the more valuable it is coming out when it's $5 an ounce, somebody's making money. Reckon who it is. It's the people that operate the beast system. They are absolutely getting rich. Now, the color of the beast is scarlet. Now, they don't care to shed blood. They don't care to kill you. They don't care to put you somewhere where the sun don't shine. And so then, if that's true, then there's going to be a great slaughter. Notice this. The eyes of all those that wait upon you, that thou would give them meat in due season. Thou openest thine hand, and you satisfy the desire of every living thing that seeketh thee. Psalms 145. Have we quit seeking Yahweh for our solution? Have we quit repenting of our sins? We care for our outward man. We dress him up. We have the best. We want the best cars. We want the big gas guzzlers. We want comfort that they have to offer. We don't drive a little Volkswagen that goes bouncing down the road. You'll get blown up the interstate. This nation is a traveling nation running to and fro, seeking rest and finding none. And it costs to run up and down the road. And the more anxious and nervous that people get, the more the intensity of the stress and the things that come with it. What about those that wait upon it? Lead me to your truth. Teach me. For thou art the God of my salvation, and on thee do I wait all the day long. How many people are just waiting on Yahweh? What if you gain the whole world and lose your soul? What if you quit obeying the scriptures of obedience? If you love Yahweh, the Bible said you'll keep His commandments. His commandments is not to worry about what we're going to eat and what we're going to put on. That's not written. Matter of fact, it's contrary. He said, don't worry about what you're going to eat and what you're going to put on. For all the Gentiles worry about these things. Well, we're caught up in the spirit of these Gentiles. They're on the radio. They're not saved, righteous people. They're just playing Russian roulette. They want their cake and eat it too. You can't have it both ways. You got to be hated for a cause to become the enemy of the beast and the power, which indeed has religion with the woman. That's the church. She has a false religion, a false name. The truth's hard. We don't want to hear it. But she still must hear. You got to hear. And if you wait upon Him, notice this. Behold, now, Yahweh, I wait upon You. My hope is in You. Deliver me from all my transgression. How many people today are saying, Yahweh, I want to repent and get baptized in Your holy name? Now, we've got these preachers that'll preach two or three names. Anything that you want to hear, they'll preach it. Anything that's popular, they'll preach this and override, because everybody starts getting in that way. Yeah, I joined church. I'm saved. That's all you hear from them. Well, how'd you get saved? What name did you get saved in? Oh, I don't want to get into that. That's the argument. I don't believe in arguing about the Bible, glory to God. Your soul, you'll argue about silver and gold. You'll argue about what the New World Order's doing. You'll complain about it tenfold. You'll order books, magazines. You'll order underground shelters. You'll order freeze-dried food. You'll do all of that. You'll spend all of your time in fright, getting ready to live in the outward, when you won't do nothing positive to live in the inward. Fear Him that can kill both body and soul. You know, I was talking about last night, the angel that came down and killed 185,000 in one night. And I don't know why we're chewing our nails. If we really believe that Yahweh exists, does He really exist? I'm going to ask you a question. Did He get up this morning and look at the scars in His hand? How many of you out there tonight honestly believe that Yahweh, the Messiah, lives now in a body like yours? That He's got scars in His hands and in His feet. On His back, He was beaten and striped. That's His mercy. How many people have accepted Him and His name alone? When you're offered all kinds of alternatives, when you go to the world church, the church of the beast, the woman that sits upon her is a religious power. And she'll get in bed with anything if she can to deceive you, and would deceive the very elect if it's possible, because the Bible writes about it. are we willing to sit down and say, all right, there's one name, and by one name we're all baptized into one body? What name is it? You say, well, that really don't matter. He's got, you know, I'm talking about now preachers. These are the preachers I'm talking about that have deceived the people. Oh, it don't matter. He's got many names. God knows your heart. That's all that matters. And then they go right back to worrying about storing silver and gold. I mean, if they was half as worried about their inward man, putting special emphasis on the inward man, as they are the outward man that perishes. I mean, he's going to die anyway. What if he starves to death? That ain't the worst set of circumstances. What if you're put in a prison? John was put in a prison, and they took his head off. I mean, this has been a suffering way from the very get-go, that the beast power and the religious power that rode upon that beast's back created a false way to give you a false sense of security, to depend on the state keeping your money in the bank, keeping your 401k active. I know some people that have lost everything that they've ever put in Rothschild Bank. And, you know, if we'd sit down and consider, that's like having a hen house and taking the hen house and putting it in the side of the fox's hen house and expecting everything to be there when we get ready for it. Well, they promise you, but they don't deliver. We've been ripped off in this last few years. The baby boomers have been ripped off of untold trillions. And then they got those riches and took them and ciphered them off into actual wealth, silver and gold. And then they turned around and charged us through the government or the state run. This is how smart they are. Made us believe that we owed or we was going to have to pay the debt for bailing out the bankers. Boy, I'm telling you. These spoiled brats that have made the inhabitants of the earth drunk. Literally drunk. We don't have a chance. We have been outmaneuvered. We have let our guard down. Psalms 25:5. Lead me in the truth and teach me. Well, how are we going to teach those that will not hear? How are we going to act to those that won't dance? The music is, Yahweh is the eternal one. That's the only name he's got. Now, you may come along and try to devise another name when the Bible says there's only one name. It should be the argument should come down, first of all, to start. Whosoever will call upon the name of Yahweh is going to be saved. Now, it says the name of the Lord. Right there, we start to go, we go into a discussion here. There's many lords. We won't have the truth. I can preach every night this message in and out every night, and the people still call on the Lord. Well, I know the Lord. He loves me. Glory to God. The Lord loves me, honey. And the preachers, the compromisers, that will not wait on Yahweh, that don't want no truth, all they want is a safe, secure 401k bank account for the outward man, or a generator if things go bad, or a safe full of silver and gold, or a big walk-in closet full of freeze-dried fruit, and expect it to stay sane and safe? I don't think so. I don't think so. You know, in the time of the drought, where this great slaughter that was talking about, the angel that killed 185,000, there was a famine in Israel. Man, I mean, they were hurting. Overnight, that changed. The situation changed overnight. Yahweh can change the situation no matter how dim it looks. Seek you first the kingdom of heaven. Repent and be baptized in the name of Yahweh for the remission of your sin. That's what you got to do. That's the whole duty, to fear Yahweh and keep His commandments. Why turn to the weak and the beggarly elements? So let's say that you had a warehouse big as a Walmart full of freeze-dried food. And you're sitting there, and every day you open up a can of freeze-dried whatever, and you add boiling water to it, and you sit there and eat. And the people outside are beating the walls down, wanting some of your food. How are you going to defend it? How are you going to protect it? We're all in this rat race together. Best thing for you to do is to seek Yahweh. The Bible says that the righteous are taken from the wrath to come. It might be that you are blessed to be taken out of here, that you won't have to go through this like some of the Christians teach, a rapture. I've looked at the rapture a whole lot during my lifetime. I wish it was so. It's a good talk. But it's the righteous that are suffering. It's the righteous that will receive the beatings. It's the righteous that will go hungry. Oh yeah, the world's gonna have plenty of food stored. The United States believes something's coming. I mean, they're building underground bunkers. I don't know. Maybe it is Planet X. I've taught a lot on here the last month or two. Perhaps that we're going to have a flyby. But the Bible says in the last days, at the end of the day, they're going to be eating and drinking and being merry. Somebody's going to have food to eat. That may not be the righteous. So what? Most of us could lose a meal or two and not be any worse off. Sometimes, hungering and thirsting and fasting and praying brings a revelation. You know, Yahweh said, well, I have food to eat you know not of. There is a cosmic energy of food laid up for the righteous and them that deserve it. If you seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and His righteousness, then all these things that you need can be added to you overnight. Think not. Take no thought. Take no thought. And yet today, when I turn on the radio, when I turn on the television, everything is reminding me to think about these things. Oh, you're not going to have enough food. You're going to be in bad shape. You're going to miss the boat. You're going to have to give in or give up, or you're going to have to go to a stockade or a prison. You're going to have to get a number. Ladies and gentlemen, why should that concern somebody that is not only willing to suffer, but ready to die? Have we lost our ability to suffer? We want everything like a king. And life ain't like that. We want instant microwave. I mean, when there's no electricity, you don't need no microwave. You don't need a bunch of food. That's going to bring the rats. If you think that a rat won't find food, and when a hungry man gets, he's smarter than a rat. I guarantee you that. And he's more vicious. Or even a rat will fight when he's cornered. These people, when they're cornered and hungry, they're going to come hunting. If you got any food, you might as well give it up. It's the worst thing to have, to see somebody, look at your house and it all lit up like a Christmas tree when everybody else's house is in the dark, and they know you're sitting over eating and being merry, and you have a sense of safety. You're sitting there dumb to the fact that you're fixing to get killed. If you're going to eat food, don't broadcast it. If you're going to eat food, you better hide it. You're going to have more than food. You're going to have water. You're going to have heat. I mean, it's hard to sleep out in a snowbank with no heat. When your homes are going to be cold if there's no grid power. But the Bible don't say that. It says you're going to be eating, drinking, and being merry. You know, most of the time you have to have something to cook on when you're eating. When you're going to the restaurant, like we're doing. I mean, it's not a famine for food for sure. It may be, it may come to that. But the real famine is for the holy food, the truth of the word of Yahweh. That's what I'm trying to get you to see tonight. How can we find Yahweh? Here's the formula. Repent and be baptized in the name of Yahweh. It's the only name given. There's no other name above it or below it. It's the only name. You don't have a choice. When these preachers come on and say, oh yeah, Yahweh is his name. I've just gotten a sacred name and I use Yahshua. And Yahshua is the son's name and there's two of them. You're blind. You're ignorant. You're dumb. You don't get the message. You are avoiding through having explained to people how that Yahweh became a man. That's hard to do. That he was both God and man. That he was both Lord and God. That him and the Father was one. You can stay on that for a week, I can, and never open the Bible and preach the oneness of our Creator with one name. And yet we've got these little Mickey Mouse preachers that'll give you another name or another way or something that seems right. I spent a long time. And those that was drunk, the woman is a church. The beast power is, we like to have gasoline. It's the beast power that supplies it. And when the beast power decides to cut it off, it's cut off. There ain't anything you can do about it. I know people that have practiced for years not even having any air conditioning in their home. Not having no electricity. No, a lot of people ain't got no electricity and live that way. It's hard to live without it when you've had it. I can remember when we didn't have any electricity, we made it. We had kerosene lanterns everywhere we went. We had the carbide lanterns, kerosene lanterns. We had the old lamp that we filled up with kerosene and had a globe and a wick. And we, for reading verses, I've read many a night with the lamp light. Everything was okay then. We got by, we ate, and we had enough. We worked hard. It probably was better then than it is now. We call this the good days. And yet people they're scared to death. Everywhere you go, people are in a jerk and a nervous state of mind. What are we going to do? Well, I got to get out of here because my time is coming down. But think about this. Life is more than meat. Be also ready for the inward man, not the outward man. It's okay to take care of that outward man because he needs the creature comforts, and I like them. I'm not going to lie to you. It beats bumping around on a cold dirt floor to have a nice carpeted house. But you can live on a dirt floor. I have. Live without electricity, you can do it too. You can, and you can serve Yahweh. Be also ready. Call me tonight, area code 423-259-1082. That's my telephone number here tonight. Now, you can write me at Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 568 in Sweetwater, Tennessee, 37874. Now, that's Pastor Buddy. Send me an offering for our chapel. Wait on Yahweh. Let him supply you at the appointed time. Spend some of that gold right now. Take out a piece of gold and mail it to me. Or a piece of silver. Mail it to me. Say, Pastor Buddy, I can do without this one. We can have a place to meet at the King's Gate. We can keep our festival there. You see, people, the sky is not going to fall. Chicken Little is telling you that if you need to fear the beast. You don't need to fear the beast. You need to fear Yahweh, and he's not a beast. You need to prepare to meet him, and you don't have to worry about meeting the beast. You can handle him. He's going to be a piece of cake when the time comes. So, call us tonight, area code 423-351-1082, and mail us an offering. Help us praise Yahweh, and Yahweh will remember you. Even if the bad times come, Yahweh said, you've been faithful a little bit. I'll give you much. He will repay. Press it down. He'll run it over. So take a piece of that gold out. I could use it right now. A couple pieces. Drop it in the mail. Insure it a little bit and send it on to us. In the name of Yahweh. We'll see you Friday night around the world on WWRV. And tonight, transmitting on 2.390. Also 50-50. Try both of those frequencies if you're listening to us tonight. 2390 and 50-50. We'll see you tomorrow night. Sponsored tonight by Brother Mark down in the great state of Mississippi, Brother Bud and Brother Ed and Brother Paul up in the great state of Michigan. 1-800-253-2748. And all of those that tithe to me to help us here at Kingsgate, we appreciate you and we love you tonight. And we'll see you Friday night. Yahweh bless you.